you know, I was hoping, I was kind of promised. I mean, the last time we talked with my next guest, there was this implied deal. And I guess technically we are getting the stump on my buddy Pete Mundo.
We are, but you know, I wish I had brought that audio up.
That's
again.
True. We are getting the edge over my buddy Pete Mundo, though. By the way, speaking of which, this Friday I'm filling in for Pete. But so we are getting the advantage over Pete. But my next guest did kind of say that I would get the edge, and yet he went out today and he made a little announcement. But my next guest is Senator Ty Masterson, did kind of make an announcement today, but I won't steal his thunder. Ty Masterson, our Senate president, is with us now. Senator, thank you for joining us. Pleasure to have you on the show, my friend.
Well, thank you for having me, John. That wasn't on purpose to jump you.
Well, from what I understand, and I appreciate the invite, but I was my wife and I went out this afternoon. We were doing we did a little door knocking, and we were a little warm for door knocking. But then I had to get to do my show prep, so I missed your announcement. I understand you had a big crowd out there, and you announced something. I will let you go ahead and tell us what your announcement was.
Well, for those who didn't see it, we formalized my campaign for governor out of Clemens Aviation at Jabara this afternoon. And it was, yeah, you talk about hot for door knocking. It was hot for an announcement, too. I felt, which made it even better. Right? I was even more humbled by, you know, getting over 200 people in a, you know, hot hangar on Sunday afternoon. Yeah, it was a great event. I mean, it was humbling. I was just thrilled to have it.
I heard there was a big crowd. I didn't realize it was that big a crowd. That's impressive. Well, congrats. Congrats to you on having such a big crowd. And now we can pivot into that question, that conversation, which is, you know, why are you running? I mean, I know that, you know, for folks who don't understand the way it works, it's kind of common that, you know, usually those in Senate and House leadership, you get two terms and then you can't run for leadership again. So you weren't going to run for your Senate seat again. So I kind of was figuring this might be in the works. But is that, you know, why run for governor?
Well, it was less about that than it is about where we're at with Kansas. Like I shared, you know, my tagline I've decided to go with is let's take back Kansas. People don't realize for the last 15 out of the last 23 years, Kansas has been run by a liberal Democrat as the governor.
Oh, yeah.
And that has translated. So, you know, when I grew up, you know, we had a Kansas promise, you know, of, you know, safe communities and affordable living, you know, and a shot at the American dream. And I feel like under their governance in that time frame, that's kind of that promise has been broken. So it's time to take it back.
Oh, I completely agree. I mean, you know, people, when I talk to, because I get a lot of national guests and some of them will ask me questions. How is it that a red state has such a blue governor? How is it that Kansas is, you know, second only to California with per capita in taxes? How is it that Kansas doesn't have school choice? Some of those things. How is it that we're an abortion destination for travel destination for abortions? Those kinds of questions. And that's all due to the last, well, it's due to Laura Kelly and her predecessors.
Yeah, I mean, really, the worst four of all those 15 years were the 4 years where we had alignment between Laura Kelly and Joe Biden, or whoever was running the federal government. I mean, it was a terrible, you know, drop for Kansas. And it doesn't get covered in normal media sources. People don't understand. We have a crime problem. I quoted some of these statistics today. We had 35 violent crimes happen every day on average in Kansas last year, which ranks us actually lower than New York in public safety per capita. You know, and the education, you touched on that. 60% of our fourth graders are not proficient in math, 72% not proficient in reading. And the outcomes just don't match our public investment in public education, not to mention the whole tax issue, right? 16th highest tax state in the nation. And there are a lot of good Republicans fighting in the legislature. That's finally why I decided to make the decision. Ultimately, the power you wield from the legislature is not big enough to tackle the out of control government when you have a liberal Democrat governor running the place.
No, and without naming names, there's not everybody who's running for governor on either side, be it Republican or Democrat, will be in line with what we need to do as conservatives in order to right this ship, will they?
No, of course not. I mean, you, of course you have Vicky, right, who's I mean, but she has a pass. I mean, she'll get every never Trumper, right? She'll get your pro-choice, pro-Trumpers. I mean, she'll have a fairly high floor in the race. But Kansas needs a fighter that can take it to the, you know, back and really move conservative issues.
So let me ask you, I mean, you and I have been at this a long time. Heck, I've known you as long as prior to even when I served in the legislature. I've known you a long time. What differentiates you from the other Republicans in this race?
Well, you know, I'm kind of the proven fighter, right? I can bring the results. I'm not somebody just talking about what you think you can do. You know, we've been in the fight and done it. And I think I have the ability. One thing that separates me is I connect to the common man, because I am the common man. You know, I'm the only guy in the race that's not independently wealthy and can stroke my campaign $1 million check. Right. And so I'm the one that does relate to the people and what they're going through.
You know, Ty, as you know, I served in the legislature. I left the legislature in 2018. Since that time, the state budget has grown, and yet by 57%, but, you know, over $10 billion. And yet our population over that same time has grown by only 58,000 people. How do we, and I know you and I feel the same way, that we have a spending problem, not a revenue problem. How do we fix that? How do we turn that ship around?
You need a governor that will sign those budgets and shrink the government. I mean, that's just, as long as you have a liberal Democrat in control, there's always a push. There's not a problem that can't be solved by a program, right? Or government spending.
Yeah,
One of the big issues we've had is all that COVID money that flowed through our system, right? You had billions of dollars, which obviously caused inflation, right, come through that stimulus program and got put in, and that's ballooned it up. And then she has ballooned it up, you know, in all the operational costs. So it's going to be difficult. Honestly, whoever becomes governor next is going to have a very difficult time trimming that thing back.
So if you had, and this may be a little early because I know you've just announced today, but if you had your 100 days, your plan for the first things that I want to try and accomplish, what would they be? What's your goal on day one? What's your Trump plan on day one?
Well, obviously, there are things we can do when you're in the executive branch, right? Just like he did with executive orders, the thing you have to be careful about there is those have to be codified if you want them to last, right? So the next guy doesn't just undo it. But then just proposing a budget that really does trim government back.
Yeah, and the other thing, and I think we have the legislature to credit for this, is how important it's going to be on the same time that you're up for election will be the constitutional amendment to change how our Supreme Court is determined. It's such a big deal. And for those of us who support that notion, we have the legislature to thank for that. Lord knows if Laura Kelly had her druthers, that never would see the light of day.
And we can't overstate the importance of that right there, right? I mean, it's the court acts as an activist secondary legislator. You know, that's how you get forced spending, right? Like that we've had on K-12 and how you get a right to abortion in the Constitution. You get state-owned gaming. I mean, we have an activist court. That's also part of that whole take back Kansas. We have to take back that judicial branch as well.
Well, I should have done this during the break, but you've been really ahead of me on this. But if folks are interested, if they want to help you, if they want to volunteer, if they want to donate, most importantly, what's the website? What's the best way for them to get out to support you and get involved?
Oh, you can find us on WinRed. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram. All you got to do is Google me.
Well, and of course, they can also find your website, Ty Masterson. They can find you online as well. Ty, I appreciate you.
Yeah.
200 people at the announcement today, especially considering the heat. That's phenomenal. I know we'll have you on again. And of course, we will have, you've still got a whole nother legislative session to go through as well. So I guarantee you we will have you on the show then as well, my friend. Congrats to you and the family. I saw some of the pictures. It looked like you guys had fun and a great turnout today. So, best of luck to you, brother.
Thanks, man. I'm so blessed by my family and all the support they've given me. So thank you for the time.